The yearning of men to escape the confines of their earth and to travel to the heavens is older than the history of mankind itself. Religion, mythology, and literature, reaching back thousands of years, are sprinkled with references to magic carpets, flying horses, flaming aerial chariots, and winged gods.
Ignition sequence start. We should fire. 4, 3, 2, 1. We have ignition. We have tremendous flame out there.
Hi, this is Reckless Eric here again. You've heard of NASA. Well, this is the Reckless Eric Space Program, WESP, or WESP for short.
We're beginning to feel the first thunderous roar.
They're on their way to a destination 241,000 miles distance on the Sea of Tranquility.
That's right, we're on our way to the Sea of Tranquility. What exactly is this pop fascination with outer space? Seems to me that all the renegades want to go there, and the governments. But what do you do once you're there? Is there anybody out there, up there, in there? Hello?
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom.
8, 7, 6.
Commencing countdown, engines on. Check ignition, and may God's love be with you. This is ground control to Major Tom. You've really made the grade, and the papers want to know. Stars look very
Well, you could do a whole program of space music with just David Bowie, I suppose. Who else do you need? Possibly Hawkwind. We could have them later. Now, we were in Austria recently, which is hardly the hardly outer space, but nonetheless quite what would you call it? Glamorous in a way. We were in Vienna, and before we left, we just had time, because we were touring, we just had time to pop in a record shop. So we went in this record shop, and there was a catastrophic noise coming out of it. We walked into this bizarre, disastrous noise, and I said, I have to have that. And I wrestled the only copy, it seemed the only copy that was in existence at the time, almost off the CD player, I'm afraid this one's a CD, and made the bloke accept €15, and off we went to our next on-tour destination. Anyway, I had to have this record, because the band come from Colombia, which I know it's actually on the planet and not in outer space, but it's bizarre. It's a band called The Speakers, and it's their version of the Byrds' Mr. Spaceman.
Esta mañana cuando desperté, vi cerca de mí a un ser espacial. Era tan feo que me horroricé. No supe decir nada más. Lo vi bajar de un platón volador. Se vino hacia mí y me saludó. Yo contesté con la misma atención. El miedo quebró.
The Speakers, all the way from Colombia.
Captain, the transport is ready.
That's it. Lieutenant Morbid, what is the condition of the planet's surface?
It is difficult to be precise. However, my instruments indicate a condition of extreme rigor mortis spreading rapidly throughout the population. Highly illogical, Captain.
A bunch of stiffs, huh? Well, set coordinates for Chocolate City, and have a landing party of 9 men beamed down immediately, with phases set on Funk Funk.
Very well, Captain Smirk.
You're listening to WESP, the Reckless Eric Space Program. And this is Cameo.
Get up! We are Eternal Funk, alias the Formaldehyde Funkmen. You can't see us, but you can feel us.
Get up,
feel it. Get up on the Cameo sound. Come on, get the funky horns. let you know that we exist. So don't resist. Let it all hang out. Don't be a dead boogie, baby. You dig my heavy drift.
You dig my heavy drift.
My drift's too hip to resist.
My drift's too hip to resist.
To get off on is a trip.
To get off on is a trip.
Funk, funk.
If you can go with me, I can go with you. Just like two supposed to do.
To be and can't be funkier than that. We were here before you felt the funk, and we will be here after the funky feeling's gone. I'm stretching out on the floor. It feels too good to ignore.
It feels too good to ignore.
Sweat's all over my face, baby.
Sweat's all over my face.
It's a crazy place. Come on. Leaving us, baby. I'm breaking out on the floor again, baby. It feels too good to ignore. Sweat's all over my face. Funk, funk. Ha! It's a crazy place. We are eternal funk. We may be looked upon and call others, but it is all the one. Funk, funk. Eternal funk. We all live in funk, funk. I'm dead serious, baby. Come on, get down, baby. If you believe in us, you will be blessed with folk.
Well, yes, I wanted to be blessed with funk, but I think this is more like it, really. Gosh, you know, I think I'm a bit of a hippie on the quiet. The only reason I'm not playing Astronomy Donomy off the first Pink Floyd album is that I found it's warped. I've got it on the Amagama album, but I saw them at the time they did Amagama, and quite frankly, their version of Astronomy Donomy on that was a bit disappointing. I thought they rushed it a bit. They did Let There Be More Light as well. They did them as an encore, and it was dubious. Most of the set was Interstellar Overdrive. I'm not going to play that now. It's bad enough that I'm playing this, really. It's the second time I've played a Rolling Stones record. It's rooted in R&B, you know. Anyway, as I said, this is the Reckless Eric Space Program, or WASP, or WESP for short. And here they are, the Rolling Stones, as you never imagined you'd hear them ever again or before. What planet am I on? mind record at the time, but you know, well, it might actually be their best ever. It's the Rolling Stones, 2,000 light years from home, from their Satanic Majesty's request. Now, that, as you may have noticed, was a stereo copy, so you've got Sir Michael over in the left-hand speaker with a gang of lesser Stones who always seem to be relegated to shaking maracas and stuff, while the boss Stones are on the right, manning the mellotrons and getting on with the important stuff. But even though it was a stereo copy, and I'm not sure, well, maybe the mono mix, if it was Sgt. Pepper's, it would be better in mono, but I thought that was okay in stereo. And for anyone who's a real purist, that was a copy, one of the original copies, with the proper plastic thing on the front cover. So I'm sure that made up for any oral deficiencies. Here's Hawkwind.
Einstein was not a handsome fellow. Nobody ever called him Al. He had a long mustache to pull on, it was yellow. I don't believe he ever had a girl. One thing he missed out in his theory of time and space and relativity is something that makes it very clear he was never gonna score like you and me. Did I know about quark, strangeness and charm? Quark, strangeness and charm. Quark, strangeness and charm. Quark, strangeness and charm. Quark, quark now. I had a dangerous liaison. To be found out would have been a disgrace. To rendezvous some days on the corner of an undiscovered place. We got sick of chat, chat, chatter, and the look upon everybody's face. All that does not antimatter. Now we found ourselves a black hole out in space, and we're talking about quark, strangeness and charm. Quark, strangeness and charm. Quark, strangeness and charm. Strangeness and charm, here it comes, it goes quack, quack. Renaissance ladies crazy about his telescope, and Galileo had a name that made his reputation higher than his hope. Did none of those astronomers discover, while they were staring out into the dark, that what the lady looks for in her lover is charm, strangeness and quark. Quark, strangeness and charm. 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 Quark, strangeness and charm.
I'm not quite sure what that's got to do with outer space, but it was Hawkwind, so it must have. This is the WESP, Reckless Eric Space Program, like NASA, but spelt differently, and WESP for short, which is shorter and quicker to say than NASA, so it's obviously a lot better. In the early 70s, I shared a flat, as we call it in England, an apartment, as they call it in America and other parts of the world, with a hippie, and he used to smoke joints all the time, and he would never smoke a joint that he hadn't rolled on his copy of Space Ritual, or was it In Search of Space, one of those two, by the Hawkwind group there. And one day he lent the record to someone. Of course, he never got it back, so he started rolling the joints on a copy of Fog on the Tyne by Lindisfarne. Now, that doesn't make any sense to me, but what does make sense in this life? Here's Steve Miller.
Told you about living in the U.S. of A. Don't you know that I'm a gangster of love? Let me tell you people that I found a new way, and I'm tired of all this talk about love. And the same old story with a new set of words about the good and the bad and the poor. And the times keep on changing, so I'm keeping on top of every fat cat who walks through my door. I'm a space cowboy, bet you weren't ready for that. I'm a space cowboy, I'm sure you know where it's at. Yeah, 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 yeah. Born on this rock, and I've been traveling through space since the moment I first realized what all you fast-talking cats would do if you could. You know I'm ready for the final surprise. There ain't no way around it, ain't nothing to say that's gonna satisfy my soul deep inside. All the prayers and surveyors keep the whole place uptight, while it keeps on getting darker outside. I'm a space cowboy, bet you weren't ready for that. I'm a space cowboy, I'm sure you know where it's at. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Same old story, it's the same old crime, and you've got some heavy duty. space cowboy. Bet you weren't ready for that. I'm the space cowboy. I'm sure you know where it's at. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Just let the dust settle. That was Space Cowboy. Personally, I've been called a space cadet on more than one occasion. Anyway, time flies when you're piloting a space rocket. Hope you've enjoyed flying with me tonight. This has been the Reckless Eric Space Program, WESP, or WESP for short. Keep watching the stars, and remember, if we can sparkle, he may land tonight.